straight to the Michigan Talk Network. It's Wild Michigan with your host, Duran Martinez.
Welcome to Wild Michigan. Duran Martinez on the Michigan Talk Network, all over the Great Lakes State, brought to you by Darton Archery. Also, our friends at Lucky Buck Deer Mineral and Costa Sunglasses. We are making our way through this, man. First hour of the show. Thanks so much to Ted Harpum from Darton Archery. Also, Bobby Lovell down in St. Bernard Parish, Louisiana. And I've been really kind of just intrigued. I don't know why it's been so much as of late, but about going down to Louisiana, doing some hunting, doing some fishing, and finding out about seafood. And Bobby gave us a lot of insight on that in the first hour of the show. You can pick that up on the podcast at Wild Michigan. Radio.com. And a couple of weeks ago, we were at the Ultimate Fishing Show in Novi at the Suburban Collection Showplace. This month, we're getting ready for Outdoorama to come through. But there was a lot of guides down there. And, you know, I have a tendency just to kind of walk through the guides because I'm really not looking for anything. But something caught my eye, and it wasn't flash. It wasn't, I don't know what it was. But I stopped, and then I took like four steps back to talk to Dan Nash from Blue Fox Camp. And I'm glad I did, because the one real guide that I talked to that I didn't know was Dan. And Dan, welcome to Wild Michigan, man.
Thanks, man. Thanks for having me on.
Not at all. And it was really kind of fortuitous that I stopped. You know, I did that little backpedal to come to talk to you. And come to find out, Blue Fox Camp is not far from where I'm at in Lansing, and not really far from anybody here in Michigan.
No, Michigan is relatively close to our location. We're about an hour and 20 minutes east of Sault Ste. Marie, Michigan, once you cross into the Canadian border. So it's accessible for Canadians and Americans to access a true wilderness experience.
Now, I've traveled through Ontario. You know, we've gone bear hunting through places a lot farther than an hour and a half east of the Sioux. Actually, it was about 8 hours from the Sioux that we went bear hunting. So, an hour and a half to go to a camp that far away, you know, it really isn't that bad if you want to do a nice, you know, outfitted experience.
Yeah, no, for sure. It's accessible for all of those communities. We were lucky to be able to come into the U.S. to be able to get to it. If you do take the Canadian side, the trip is a lot longer, but from where you're sitting, it is very accessible.
Yeah, it's really not that far at all. Like I said, an hour and a half east of the Sioux. Now, what is exactly, you know, involved at Blue Fox Camp? Now, a lot of people going to the Ultimate Fishing Show in Detroit, they're musky guys or they're steelhead guys that fish the St. Clair, Lake St. Clair or Detroit River. There's a lot of people there, and then there's a lot of fly-in camps. And, you know, you're a trout guy up there. It's a bit different, and the fishing is a bit different over there.
We are all three species trout lake. We have brook trout, rainbow trout, and lake trout. We are accessible by fly-in or ATV. We are one of the unique places that do have all three species in the main lake. And then also with the M&R, we have a stocking program that stocks the brook trouts in the back lakes that surround our main lake, which you do see some of the brook trout hit up to 8 pounds.
Wow. That's a big brook trout.
We call them rugby balls.
Yeah, I can see that. Rugby ball, that's a pretty accurate description. Now, what type of tackle, if we wanted to go up to Blue Fox Camp, is it fly? Is it fly only? Is it spinner fishing? What type of fishing are we doing?
That's the best part about it. There's whatever your fishing is, if you're a fly fisher, if you're a worm dropper, or if you like trolling, or if you like casting, we can do all of those at Blue Fox Camp. On the main lake, we troll. I've had people catch nice brook trouts right standing on the dock jigging. We take them into the back lakes. We do some fly fishing there. So whatever your interest is, it's very accommodating to be able to do all that. And you can switch it up, too. If you want to go fly fishing in the morning, you can go do that. If you want to sit in a boat afterwards and troll down the lake, that's out there, too.
Now, it sounds like quite an experience. Now, you said it's fly-in or accessible by ATV. The distances for fly-in, and if somebody has their ATV that they want to bring up that way, how long of a travel is it to get there?
You're an hour and a half to the airbase. From there, it's a 20-minute flight into the camp, which you get to see the area from the overhead, all the mountainous areas and the little ponds that you're going to be possibly going into. And then if you're going with the ATV, it's still approximately an hour and a half to the drop point where we unload the ATVs and start heading into the down the trail. And that would be a two-hour ATV ride into the camp, which is also very exciting because you're passing by all the lakes that you're looking at from the air. So whatever you're enthusiastic about, then that's what we can do there.
Now, from what I saw, we're speaking with Dan Nash from Blue Fox Camp, located just about an hour and a half east of Sault Ste. Marie in northern Ontario. Lost my train of thought, Dan. I apologize. Once we get in there, accommodation-wise, you were telling me on the phone yesterday before we did the interview that right now is the time that you need to get all your supplies in as far as, you know, some of the bedding and some of the plywood and things to do the spruce up of the camp because everything's frozen over right now.
That's correct. In the winter months is when we do our bringing in of materials and any of the larger stuff that won't fit into a plane or is just impossible to bring down a trail in the summertime. So in the winter, with everything frozen over, we run in our plywood, we run in our deck boards to build new docks and fix up the cabins and anything that requires. We bring a lot of the fuel in the winter. Usually the fuel that we bring in the winter will last us up until June. So last year we did, in 3 days, we put 130 miles on snow machines, just bringing, and that's five snow machines going at once, bringing in material for the upcoming season.
Man, that sounds like a trip in itself. But, you know, you kind of have to make these things do like now.
Yeah, that's the lifestyle at the Blue Fox Camp. Nothing's easy, but once you're in there, you get that feeling of home. So all the work that we do in the winter and throughout the year, it pays off.
Absolutely. Speaking with Dan Nash from Blue Fox Camp, the website is bluefoxcamp.com, and I'm looking at some of the pictures of the trout that you guys have caught over the years there. Just gorgeous, and there seems to be a big chain of lakes around the main lake where you're at.
Yes, we do have, the main lake is 12 miles long, which, like I said, holds the three species of trout there, and then the back lakes with the stock program. So those are all accessible, and those are some of the fish that we catch on a day-to-day basis. On the main lake, you do have the chance of catching all three species in one day, and it's very exciting for people.
Absolutely. Speaking with Dan Nash from Blue Fox Camp, bluefoxcamp.com. Dan, we're gonna take a little break here, and I'm going to do some talking. I'm going to come back to you. We're going to talk more about accommodations, how to book a trip to come see you, and maybe a time to get families out. So we'll do that here in the next segment of the show, if you don't mind hanging on. I guess he doesn't mind hanging on because he's going to. Okay, good. Dan Nash is joining us here. I'm Duran Martinez. This is Wild Michigan. You're listening to us on the Michigan Talk Network, being brought to you by Darton Archery. Also, we are being brought to you by our friends at Costa Sunglasses and Lucky Buck Deer Mineral. Now, we've got Outdoorama coming up here this month at the Suburban Collection Showplace. We've got tickets to give away. Go to wildmichiganradio.com. Click on the link for our email, and it'll tell you how to get to us to win those tickets. You can find us on Facebook as well. There's a link there to win tickets to the show. So many things coming up here. We'll talk more with Dan Nash here in a couple minutes. BlueFoxCamp.com on the Michigan Talk Network.
Mm-hmm.
You can join us on Facebook or listen to podcasts, all from our website at wildmichiganradio.com. Now, back to Duran Martinez and Wild Michigan.
Hey, up in the backwoods, down in the holler. Old boy's feeling like a dog on a collar. Keeping that chain pulled tight. Waiting on Saturday night.
Welcome back to Wild Michigan. I'm Duran Martinez, your host all over the Great Lakes State. Over the world at wildmichiganradio.com, being brought to you by Lucky Buck Deer Mineral. Lucky-buck.com. Deer mineral, use it year-round. Get your spot freshened up for the upcoming spring season. Get the antler growth going, and you can help out the other animals around your area as well by going to lucky-buck.com. And, of course, know the rules before you drop any out of the bucket and onto the ground of where and when you can use Lucky Buck Deer Mineral here in Michigan. Lucky-buck.com will have all of that. Now we're speaking with Dan Nash from Blue Fox Camp up in Northern Ontario. Had the opportunity to meet him at the Ultimate Fishing Show at the Suburban Showplace in Novi. And we're going to be at Outdoorama coming up here this month. Also going to be at the Field and Stream Deer and Turkey Expo in Lansing. Look for me there. I'll be hanging out on Friday doing a live broadcast. And also we'll be at the Whitetails Unlimited Banquet coming up next Friday. Still, I believe there's still a couple tickets left. Go to our website, wildmichiganradio.com, if you'd like to join that for the Michigan Deer Camp. Now back to Dan. It was kind of funny. We were talking about where you were from, and you know, I'm thinking, well, if he's all the way up there in Northern Ontario, he must be close from the area. But oddly enough, you were from Windsor.
Yeah, I'm a Windsor guy, and I was fortunate enough to be able to be introduced up that way, to be able to be brought. The first time I went in was actually a winter trip, and then for some reason you fall in love with it, and I've been going up for the last 17 years doing this, so.
And that's pretty cool, too, because I used to, as a young lad, my friends and I would go over down through Detroit over into Windsor. And it was kind of funny that we all kind of cruised the same places. And at some point in time, we had to be in the same room at the same time.
Absolutely. And it was really exciting back then coming downtown Windsor. It was filled. The atmosphere was good. We had both Americans and Canadians at the same places at the same time. And it was a really good time to be downtown Windsor for sure.
Absolutely. Yeah, that was a great time, man. And you get to meet people like Dan, and we were talking to him. We meet them actually and talk to him all these years later. Now, we talked a little bit about what the camp has to offer in the first segment of the show. But let's talk a little bit about amenities of what you have for cabins and things of that nature.
We have what we offer is the American plan at the main camp, which is we give you the three meals a day. We have five cabins from anywhere from two people to five people. Then we have our main cookhouse, which offers where you come in for your breakfast, lunch, or dinner. We also set it up where if you'd like to have a short lunch, we'll have the guide and the cook be down there and set up a short lunch. You go out in the morning, you catch a couple fish, we meet you on the shore. You have some fish, some baked beans, and then you go back out fishing, we clean up. And then usually we'll set it up where everybody gets together and everyone throws in a fish, and we'll have a fish fry one night when we're in there.
And that, to me, you know, we talked about food the last segment. Now I'm talking about food now. And really, all of it sounding good. And depending on when you're listening, you might be getting hungry right now when you got, you know, fresh trout over an open grill.
Yeah, that's the way we like to do it. We like to bring people to the shore, have them meet up and with their friends and have a nice fish fry and enjoy the atmosphere. You can't be catching a fresh fish and then having it cooked an hour later, that's for sure.
Absolutely. Dan is our guest here, Dan Nash from Blue Fox Camp. Dan, we talked a little bit about, you know, how our work schedules are so difficult. We're finding less and less time to do the things we loved, and we're not a dying breed. We're an aging breed, as you mentioned, of outdoors men and women, and we're trying to pass this on to the youth. And I think getting kids involved in such an experience like that, where you're pretty much unplugged, is a great way to let them know what else is out there.
That truly is the hard part, to get them out there and enjoy what's out there. We have fishing there, but we also have canoeing, we have kayaking, we have just hikes into waterfalls where you can actually swim and fish at the same time. And then there's rock jumping in the summertime. You can go for a swim in the lake. And there's the other things of the outdoors that, which I truly do appreciate when I'm there, is all the other stuff. You know, simple as it is, it's the sunset going down and the way the color of the water turns pink are some of the things that I really enjoy about going up in there.
Yeah, and getting kids outdoors is something that we're very strong about here on the show and have been my whole life. You know, my dad and grandfathers introduced me to the outdoors. My mom even hunted with us when we were kids, and now we try and pass that along. And again, to get people out there, I mean, it's a very family-friendly environment from what I'm seeing.
Absolutely. We every year we've had our families up there, so we've had a total of approximately 22 people of our my kids, my wife and kids, all my partners' wives and kids, and we all come in there and we spend a week in there, and we get to enjoy the place from all the hustle and bustle that we do throughout the year, and the kids love it. Once they get there, they forget about everything else that is on the outside world. You forget about time. You forget about the internet. You forget about all the stuff that we don't need in life, so to say. And you do appreciate what is out there.
Now, what about, let's talk about the fall. Are there any hunting opportunities up there?
Currently, because of the way the ministry has the program set up, we only get one moose tag, one bull moose tag.
Mm-hmm.
So that is our, and we do offer on the last 2 weeks of September, it's the cast and blast, as we like to call it, where you're allowed to go out and do some bird hunting, which is a rough grouse, and then you're still also allowed to fish. But those are the last 2 weeks of September, the only times that that's actually offered. We do offer a fall bear hunt, which starts in August and then runs till September.
Now, out of curiosity, the bear hunting, you know, that's something very big with us down here, is to be able to travel into Ontario, because getting a license is a little bit easier. Michigan's very difficult because you have a point system, and depending on where you want to hunt in the state, I have found that, you know, getting our license and hunting Ontario was much easier.
Yeah, they've made it a lot easier in the last few years. They just recently opened up the spare bear hunt, but we're unable to do that just because of our location to be able mm-hmm. to promise people to be able to get in there at that time. There's just too many variables to be able to, possibly not being able to fly in. Usually the trail's a mess with the frost lifting and
sure.
and the snow melting. So we haven't offered the spring bear hunt, but the fall bear hunt is just as good because they're starting to turn their cycle to where they're going to want to start fattening up. So it gives the opportunity that they will be there, and they are abundant up in Northern Ontario.
Yeah, they definitely are. I've had several opportunities to hunt there, and I love bear hunting. Roughly, if we wanted to get up there for a few days, do you have some basic package prices that you can share?
Absolutely. Our package is $175 Canadian for the American plan, which includes your three meals a day, your accommodations, your boat, and your motor. We also have an outpost at the end of the lake, which is you're strictly on your own. You don't have any staff, and that's $120 a day Canadian, and that is you bring in your own food, and we still have people come in and check up and make sure everything's good, but for the most part you have a little spot at the end of the lake that is all your area, and
sure.
that's
all right. We'll check him out. Dan Nash, bluefoxcamp.com. Listening to Wild Michigan. Appreciate your time, Dan. We'll be seeing you up there soon.